health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Light Speed, and I just want you to remember one thing. Etheric Dave and I want to remind you that 186,000 miles per second is the speed of light. It's not just a good idea. For all we know, it's still the law. I don't know.
186,283.4, but who's...
Wow. That point four will get you. Don't go over. Uh-huh. They'll flag you if you go over that point four, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, they sure will.
Give you an energy ticket or something like that, right?
Something like that. You know, breaking this time-space continuum. You can't do that. You're not allowed.
Right, you know. I guess the question would always be, and somebody asked this a long time ago, Dave, and this is one of those etheric questions for somebody like yourself. I mean, you get out in the middle of space, and if you're traveling at the speed of light, I mean, where's your reference point? I mean, at this point, you're so far from where you started, I'm sure, that, you know, how do you know that you're not standing still and everything else is moving, you know? How does that work, you know?
I haven't figured that one out, Steve, because I don't have my hyperdrive working yet. Once I get the last little bit working where it actually looks like it might actually function, then I'll address that problem and I'll let you know.
Right. We're going to figure that out and work on that for you, ladies and gentlemen. Until then, we're here doing the radio show talking about, you know, mundane things like politics, the economy, health, you know, stuff like that. But hey, it's good. It's all good, right? Good weather here where I am today, kind of wrapping up this week a little bit, starting to anyway. And how you doing, Dave? Is it, what's the weather out, there like?
It's chilly, actually. It was in the 40s this morning. And hey, spring, you know, I guess that is what it is. It's 55 right now and the wind is just a howling. If the wind wasn't blowing, it'd actually be halfway nice outside. But as a result of that, I'm staying on the inside today.
Right. Yeah, you're probably getting that howling wind that we had yesterday. A lot of that's moved across the country. And there's still a lot of places with power out in various locations. And, you know, again, these are the signs of the times, friends. We are we live, unfortunately, too many of us are reliant upon this power grid. And that's why I've told folks that I'm set up on solar now. I'm hoping to get on battery backup as well. I think the best thing we can do is try to get independent and at least being able to keep some power at your house and not have to rely on this thing. And so I'm on solar and had some people call or connect with me about getting into this. And this is a good time of the year, friends. You can save your first month of the power cost and the bill by setting up solar with this system that I'm working with. And it doesn't cost you a nickel, a penny. They'll do it all. They'll do the entire thing. They'll get you your permits. They will spec out your house. They will do inspections. They will put everything in. They will provide all the equipment, and you don't have to pay anything. And I was talking to our friend Steve from California, who has the same system, Dave, and he says he's had it for almost 2 years now, 18 months to 2 years, and he loves it. It's working fine. Mine is working fine as well. And so, friends, we don't have, at least as part of the package, a battery backup for your solar system yet, but that's coming. You know, they're working on that all the time. There are a lot of other battery backup systems out there. Some people may want to resort to wind. I had a friend write in on the to my my email, Dave, about the use of wind, because he's kind of on the shady side of a mountain. He said that's a possibility. But, I mean, anything we can do, I think, to store up a little energy, especially with these howling winds, especially with these power shortages and rolling blackouts and, you know, substations, as you talked about yesterday, Dave. I mean, these things can trip one after another. And we've seen that happen before all the way across the Northeast and New York and various other places, California as well. The key thing is to try to get something set up so you can keep your refrigerator, your essentials working. You know what I mean? In case there is a major power outage for a long period of time like that one you talked about in Tennessee that took place. We've got people still out of power here after the storm. So if you do want to find out about how you can get a solar system set up at no cost, it doesn't cost you anything. You lease the equipment. It's the way it works. And that means that they cover all the insurance, all the repairs, everything. As long as they use your roof, they pay for all the costs to get the electricity, and you just pay them less than you would pay your utility company is the idea. Right now, you can actually back up your utility meter and spin it backwards if you want. If you're gone for a long period of time, the utility company will end up owing you, the way it works. But if you're interested in that, one more time, I'll put out my my email address here. It's stevestarsradio@gmail.com. stevestarsradio@gmail.com. And I won't get back with you at the speed of light, but I'll get back with you if you write me a note. And I'll be glad to tell you how to get into this. It doesn't cost anything. Like I said, if you want to lease, you can always buy out these panels just plain out if you want to. In most cases, you're looking about $18,000 to $25,000, Dave. And you can actually lease for a while and then eventually buy out the lease if you want to do that, you know. But I would recommend that people get it set up, get ready, get yourself a power source working at your house that will save you money in the meantime, and you'll save money on utility bills, because I used to sell replacement windows, and I know what's happening with utility bills. They're going to keep going up, and as they do, people are going to be paying more and more for electricity all the time, and the distance between what you'll be paying for solar power and what you're paying to the local power-hungry power monster machine, you know, it's like you know, Ebenezer Scrooge, you know, giving you one lump of coal, you know what I mean, during the cold season. Yeah, I'm just kidding, but, you know, the point simply is this, that you can save money, and I'll help you, and you'll help me, and you can sign up with the company all by yourself, but if you do, you will do something stupid like I did, and I ended up losing my first month, which was about $120, so you don't want to do that. You want to save your first month's bill, especially this time of year. Some people I've talked to, Dave, have electrical bills upwards of $150, $160, $170 a month. Must be a much bigger house than I have, I guess.
Yeah, well, we've seen them here with these big, gigantic houses. We call them the wind tunnels, where you're looking at, you know, $400 to $500 a month for heating and cooling. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
And efficiency really makes a bigger difference, because you get in there with the right proper windows, like what you were saying, and insulation, and, you know, make sure that you have an energy efficient structure to start with. That's certainly a leg up on that. And, you know, there is solar and there's wind power. In fact, we're going to be looking into that hopefully when we get some time. I'm not sure when the hell that's going to be, but we want to put some wind power up, because we get lots of wind out where we're at, especially there up on the top of the hill, and all we got to do is just stick something up there. At the very least, you know, keep batteries charged with it or something. You know, when the wind starts howling, we like, man, all that energy is just blowing by uncaptured, and it's not cool. And we also have the flow of the river going by, so we've got a unique opportunity to have the trifecta: solar, wind, and hydroelectric.
Yeah, it's an excellent way to go. And I mean, this is the way we need to move. And as we were talking about yesterday, you know how you've got so many hydro dams in Arkansas, and yet they sell the power out of state and charge you to get it back in again. You know, I mean, it's pretty obnoxious when we have all this power right around us, and these companies have such a throat hold on all of our energy.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, if you are interested in this solar, contact me at stevestarsradio@gmail.com. I will get back with you, just tell you what it's all about. There's no obligation or anything like that. You'll get a quote. We'll find out if it'll work for you. And these guys are very good. I mean, they get out there, they check your house, they look at they cover the insurance on your roof and all that kind of stuff. So you're in a good situation with them. It's working very well for me and other people that I know. They're signing up about two people every minute now. Oh, wait a minute. It's one person every 2 minutes, I think, but they've got hundreds of thousands of happy customers and it'll work for you.
That's still a lot. Yep. Yeah. Steve might not be able to get back to you an email at the speed of light, but I can pretty much guarantee it will be a little bit faster than the speed of smell.
Yeah. Yeah, that's speaking of, yeah. Hey, speaking of energy, a story from CBS News that I thought was kind of interesting. You can take this for what it's worth. CBS Money Watch, a story by Elaine Schurter, Money Watch, March 24th. Now, hear this, Dave. See what you think. After 146 years, Rockefeller family is exiting the oil business. 146 years now, Rockefeller and the family are leaving the oil business. Do you believe that?
No.
No, I don't either, but, you know, here's the, it sounds like good PR anyway. Heirs to the oil fortune created by John D. Rockefeller, who founded Standard Oil in the 1870s, are exiting the family business. The Rockefeller Family Fund, a charity that supports causes related to environment, economic justice, and other issues, is liquidating its investments in the fossil fuel companies, including ExxonMobil, XOM. Here's a quote. While the global community works to eliminate the use of fossil fuels, it makes little sense financially or ethically to continue holding investments in these companies, the fund said on Wednesday in a statement. And there is no sane rationale for companies to continue to explore for new sources of hydrocarbons, according to them. The fund, which manages roughly $130 million, said it would immediately divest holdings of Exxon as well as sell its investments in coal companies, and tar sands-based oil producers. Exxon, the world's second biggest company, is a descendant of the old Standard Oil, which was famously broken up in 1911 as part of President Theodore Roosevelt's trust-busting campaign. Remember breaking up the monopolies, the muckrakers of that time? Well, one more paragraph here. In announcing its decision, the Rockefeller Fund attacked Exxon for what it called a company's morally reprehensible conduct.
Oh, wow. Them talking about morals and ethics. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah, of all people, Rockefellers, of course, to make that kind of a statement is pretty disgusting, but... You know, obviously they're signaling us something as well that, you know, I mean, the days of fossil fuels and coal and oil and things like that, they may be going away and they're looking at something new probably that's supposed to be another way and means of empowering all kinds of modern technology. But I don't know whether that story is true. I don't know how fast they're going to be moving out of it. I think they're just going to change the names and play more corporation games, Dave. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. They intend to do that quite a bit. Change the names, shuffle them around, all the ownership. You can't trace that stuff back in 100 million years, and they figure they're all good. They'll launder their money and do whatever the heck they want to do with it, and it's just going to be more of the same. They're going to put on this public face, oh, we're great, you know, ethical, moral people, and it's anything but. I mean, it's just like Hillary Clinton, you know, coming out and say, oh, I don't lie.
Right, yeah. We know how many times they have played the shell and pea game with us with the things that they've been using. So I'm sure there's an angle to this. You know, they're just moving. $130 million is really not a lot of money for something as big as Exxon and, you know, Mobil. Obviously, these are multi-billion dollar, maybe 40, 50, $100 billion companies, and that's not a lot of money. So we'll see what happens here. But, you know, that's... one story, apparently, that they want us to believe, and, you know, if you swallow that, well, who knows, you know. But that's one thing in the news today. Dave, you got anything that you see that you want to talk about there?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, you know, that whole thing, you know, if we swallow that, it's like Ipecac. It's going to come right back up.
Yeah. A cat, a hairball is what it sounds like. Yeah, it's not. Hey, you ever seen that, man? Oh, that's
yeah.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have cats. Oh, yeah. I know all about the hairballs coming up and making a mess. Oh, yeah. I don't miss that part.
Right. It's, you know, I love cats, and I only have had a few that actually had that kind of a problem. But, you know, there's a lot of things that that go on out there that are reminiscent of some of the animalistic bad traits that we see in this corporate world we live in. And, you know, I'm not totally against corporations, friends, but they exist unto themselves, and they have very little concern about all of us, and especially the oil sector. I think it would be very nice if they would go to work on trying to stop nuclear power instead of, you know, saying they're going to get out of the oil industry. I would rather see them get out of the nuclear power industry, where they're attacking now coal and some of these other so-called green gas, you know, or the, you know, what you might call the greenhouse effect gases that are produced
by a lot
of... Yeah,
but that's a load of nonsense, though. Carbon dioxide doesn't actually warm anything up. The increase of carbon dioxide follows warming. It doesn't lead it. And even NASA has come out saying that it's a cooling gas. So, you know, what of it? You know, we've known this has been a hoax the whole time. They have to cook all their data, you know, hockey stick and all that. Oh, yeah, it's the warmest year on record. Well, everybody's freezing their ass off. So they don't know. You know, this planet is much, 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 much older than what they have records for. You know, so we have maybe one billionth of a percent of time that we have records for, and we say we know everything now. No, we don't. These idiots can't forecast the weather a week in advance most of the time, and they're going to tell us, oh, it's going to be a couple degrees warmer in 100 years, and everyone's going to die. It's ridiculous. It's just a cash grab. They're talking about this carbon tax. We've got to pay our carbon tax to, you know, help the environment. Okay, what are you going to do with all the money then? You know, if we're getting all this money to help the environment, what are you going to do with it? Oh, we're going to stick it in our pockets and roll around in it naked, and that's going to help the environment. No, bovine excrement.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's about the level they're on, too. And, yeah, I mean, you talk about all these other things that they have done to destroy the environment just about everywhere. We're talking about a real serious problem still with Fukushima.
There's, oh, yeah. See, the nuclear stuff's a much bigger deal. I mean, you know, you keyed right on, you know, one of the biggest problems that we have. We probably never should have split the atom. There's all sorts of ways, you know, for nuclear power that doesn't require all this fission and bomb materials to be made. But, hey, we can't have that if we don't get our bomb materials out of it, because we got to be able to blow people up. You know, we go after countries supposedly having weapons of mass destruction, and we spend all of our time making what? More weapons of mass destruction. This is just a bunch of hypocrisy. It makes me sick. We don't need this crap. Not if we want to continue to live on this planet. And as it is, with Fukushima, it might be a game over scenario anyway. We may be on borrowed time. This may be it right here.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of questions about what's happening with the tuna and a lot of the food and a lot of the, you know, fish sources. There's a lot of things, of course, that come from the West Coast and all over now. I mean, people are even saying that they're seeing some of these effects in the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico. And we're wondering how that happened. But, well, we do know that it's going to drift. But the key thing is, you know, we've got so many of these things that we need to dismantle. And right here in this country, and people say, well, what are you going to put in their place? Coal-fired plants? Well, there's a lot of things out there. I like the plasma furnace myself. It looks like it's the most has the most potential. It creates hydrogen syngas, and it burns garbage. This thing works so efficiently that they would actually pay you for your garbage to put in there. You know, your garbage would actually...
That?
Yeah, and they would produce perfectly pure hydrogen syngas, which is fine. Hydrogen seems to be a pretty good fuel. I guess we've used it in just about everything, you know, and the sun operates with it. And, of course, you know, when you burn it with oxygen, you end up with this substance, this ugly byproduct called H2O. Have you ever heard of that one? H2O.
Oh, yeah, H2O, that's highly toxic. Well, that's only because they're sticking the fluoride and all the other pharmaceutical crap in it, but, yeah.
Right, right. So there you have H2O, and it also puts out a product that's kind of a silicone slag that's it's sterile, of course, and it's relatively pure, but you can use it for all kinds of things, countertops, highways, solid surfaces, walls, buildings. It's an amazing byproduct. It doesn't put out a lot of this, of course, but there's some of it there. I don't know what the downside of that byproduct might be 20 years down the road, but the plasma furnace, Westinghouse actually designed one, and they've got one that's working pretty well, and one up in Canada. And you know who's buying these things, of course, Dave? China, Korea, people like that. Nobody in the United States needs one of those, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course not. No, we don't need anything like that. Go keep paying your utility bills to the slave masters. They'll be happy with you.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back after the break, friends, and maybe take some calls. Stay with us on Lightspeed.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
welcome to Lightspeed again. And here we are, you know, deja vu and Lightspeed, you know, with Etheric Dave, who is deja vuing with me. And we have another deja vu happening out here, Dave. It's a guy by the name of Tom who's deja vuing with us as well. And I think he's in Florida. Is Tom there?
Yes, how you doing, Steve?
Good, buddy. How you doing, man?
Yeah, good. You gave me a great idea for Trump. On top of his 40-foot wall, I say let's put solar panels for 1,000 miles on top, make it 25 feet wide, and put the solar panels on there so they can power up a nice super military installation right there in the desert. I think that would be a great idea. And then on top of that, since you got Ass Clown Jerry Brown over in California, he wants to build our wall around California because of Trump. We can add another 2,000 miles there, and we can wall off California and put solar panels on top of that. Another 40 feet high, 2,000 miles. So we have like a 3,500 mile wall and powered up by solar panels, 25 feet wide. It might cost $3 or $4 billion for the panels, but it'd be well worth it. Can you imagine all the power you get? Because Jerry Brown keeps talking about, that imbecile keeps talking about there's global warming, there's no water in California. In the meantime, you got 3.5 million illegals in there.
Yeah.
There you go.
California.
Yeah, I like that idea. That would definitely work. And we can couple that with harnessing all the hot air coming out of Washington, D.C. with wind power. And, man, we'd be energy independent. We'd never need petroleum again.
Right.
And you know what? If Trump would have run that ad, he went on a landslide. And, by the way, did you see that imbecile from Shepard Smith from Fox News today? They had that jerk trying to cut down Trump because he's talking about Belgium, what happened in Belgium. This imbecile that, I don't know if that guy's gay or what, that Shepard Smith, I know what the other guy is, he's another one for CNN, he's gay. But these guys are, all these gay guys are talking, oh, Donald Trump, like he's such a bad guy. Here in the meantime, the guy's trying to save our country and the world, and he's even predicting what's gonna happen in Belgium. And this guy's talking, oh, well, Belgium is a beautiful city. Yeah, Belgium's a beautiful city, it was a beautiful city 20 years ago, but you know what, it ain't as beautiful as it used to be. Who's kidding who here?
Yeah, we saw that developing, didn't we? We saw that there were, right after the Paris shooting, we saw that there were things way out of control down there just across the border, and there was no security getting in and out of France from there. So, I mean, that was pretty obvious and pretty evident. It didn't take a rocket scientist to predict that something might happen there sometime. You know, the whole thing is a little suspicious to me.
Steve, you want
to
hear the real interesting news? They took that little Indian kid in California, had 1% Indian in him, and the government took him. But you got hundreds of thousands of kids sneaking through our border with no parents from Central America and Mexico, and our government's putting them in, where's the Mexican government putting them? What about if the Mexican people want their kids back in the future?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them might. As a matter of fact, Mexico really does need a good portion of its working, class people up here right now. Back there working, but we've got to find a way to get them employed and doing something that'll work for those people instead of letting this archaic old feudalistic system operate there, which is basically put those people out of work and out of business. No wonder they're selling drugs. I mean, I'm not blaming poverty on all the crime, friends, but I'm saying that it certainly does become conducive to a very, very corrupt system.
Well, you know what it is. You got 2% of the population running most of the wealth and the media, and whoever controls the media controls the mind. They do have a guy on Fox Newsmax now, Dennis Michael Lynch, who does try to stick up for the white Anglo majority Caucasians, but he's about the only one, and maybe another one here out and out, who knows. But in the bottom line is, we got the schmucks telling us what to do, they're brainwashing all our women against us, it's a total disaster. Until we get a handle on that, this country's gonna keep unraveling. Like a bowl of yarn. I mean, a ball of yarn. It's just unbelievable. And you know what? I tell you, if you could get a hold of Trump's people to tell them to build that 40-foot wall, put solar panels up by the top, 25 feet high, wide, all the way from Brownsville, Texas, all the way up to, past, almost to Oregon, I think we have more energy we can know what to do with.
Yeah, how about, solar wind blades up there, you know, going around.
That'd be awesome.
You climb up over the light panels and get hacked up by the solar blades.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know what? On top of that, look at Iceland. They got thermal powers. They almost got free electricity in Iceland. Well, you got solar panels on the desert in Mexico and United States. You know how many people would be flourishing to go down there to actually almost live like 20 miles off the border on both sides?
Yeah.
You'd have commerce.
And you know, you're going to get around, though. right here in this country, we have like in Australia. What am I saying? Arizona. You know, it's almost impossible for a lot of these neighborhoods to allow anybody to put up solar down there. They have the perfect climate for it because they have so much sun all the time, and they charge them all kinds of taxes because the power companies are controlling the whole thing and don't want the competition. Is what it is. Well,
exactly.
You know, hang on. We'll be right back here. If you got another comment, Tom, we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned, everyone. Lightspeed will continue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power.
Well, hey, welcome back, everybody, to Lightspeed, the long section in the second half. We're kicking off the second half right now, and it's not even football season, friends. But do we still have Tom? Tom, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, Steve.
Yeah, I got time for one more comment, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, I want to know. You know, Fox News is running these polls now that they say Trump's losing to Hillary. And I'm saying to myself, they're running other polls showing that Trump's beating Cruz and Kasich. But, you know, who are they interviewing? A bunch of minority groups? Blacks or Hispanics, maybe some liberal, real awful, off-the-wall liberal, lily white women. Because it's like, when you look at the Republicans, it's Trump still has a commanding lead. But when they do this Fox poll in the general election, only Kasich and Cruz maybe can beat Hillary, and Bernie blows everybody away. And but Trump, he's the only one with the Republicans. I'm saying to myself, if this is not a conspiracy by the 3%ers, I don't know what is. Media control, lying derelicts that are lying to the public, and evidently they're not interviewing white males. Okay, they're not probably interviewing actually conservative white women. Who are they interviewing for these polls?
Yeah, what are you saying, Dave?
Because the Republicans are all
making it up as they go along.
Beat them. The Bernie will wipe them out. I mean, what is this bull crap that these schmucks? These mindless imbeciles who just, well, actually they're not mindless, actually they got the mind of, the Wizard of Oz because they're behind the curtain, controlling all the puppeteers. You know, it's just unbelievable to me, you know? And that's why more importantly than any, I hope Trump builds his wall, he'll put solar panels on top of it for 3,000 miles, and I hope he wins this election. You know? Because if not, I think this country totally, completely lost it's gone. It's totally unraveled the ball.
You may be right. Yeah, Dave, you're going to say something about the polls here?
Yeah, they're just making it up, Steve. I mean, there's no truth to any of it. They're just trying to manufacture public opinion. Hillary doesn't have that kind of support, not in all reality. They're just making it up so when they steal the election, they can say, see, we can point at the polls, you know, that she got all the support. Everybody wanted her in there.
Yeah, these polls are... not scientific at all, and you can't really do that with an election anyway because people change their minds. But, you know, if they were to hold these people to criteria and say, okay, you say you're off, could have a margin of error by maybe 2%, we're going to sue you if you're over that, you know. I mean, that's the way it should be. Go ahead.
Let me ask a question. If Donald Trump picks Ben Carson for a VP, he's not going to get more than 30% of the black vote? Because that'll be the last time a black will have an opportunity to be president, probably for a long time.
Wow. Yeah, well.
You know what I'm saying?
Hard to say, yeah. I mean, Ben Carson is probably going to get an appointed position on the cabinet, I would suspect, in FDA or NIH or someplace like that, which would be very good. Put him to work with his medical background and on trying to dissolve all the problems we have with the medical industrial complex.
The VA?
I'd like to see... Yeah, VA is another one that would be a very good place for him to work, yeah. But the NIH needs a new director. The National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases has had the same director for well over 30 years now. His name is Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Remember that name. This guy, in my opinion, is more dangerous than Mengele. And he's been there for 30 years since the beginning and the inception of the AIDS fraud. Before that, friends, that long. So, I mean, this guy needs to
Steve,
step down.
Steve, it looks like most of the women on Fox News all had nose jobs. And all these news networks, they all had nose jobs. I mean, it's unbelievable. And they try to get all these women are all phony as hell with fake boobs. It's the whole business is phony. It's just phony.
Oh, well,
it's phony.
You're insulting Megan, my TV idoless.
Oh, what a phony that one is. give me a break. That ain't phony. I don't know what is. Who's her husband, by the way?
I don't know.
Who's she?
I really don't.
Is it Roger Ailes or is it one of these Adelsons?
Yeah, Alan Collins maybe. You know, Rupert Murdoch. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
You know,
thanks a lot. Yeah. Hey, we're going to take some other calls here in a minute, but appreciate it, Tom. Dave, let's get on to some things that we're talking about here as far as, you know, these polls and these election results and things like that. We've had a lot of people, you know, I don't know if I did mention it, I got my absentee ballot with the barcode and number on it, and different from my wife's, of course. You know, and here you are filling out this ballot. It's just a small local race, you know, but I'm going, wow, I have a barcode as a voter. Isn't that nice? You know, they can just barcode, oh, throw that one in the trash, you know, barcode, oh, throw that one in the trash, barcode, oh, we want to save that one, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I encourage people to go in and record the number. Don't vote absentee, but go into the polls and record the number of your ballot, okay? That's all you need to do, and just keep in mind who you had. And I think in this next election, we ought to go and see if those numbers are there and they're registered, and we ought to account for at least a portion of what we think we should have in that poll. It's a sample, friends, but entrance polls, exit polls, I don't believe the polls we're hearing right now, and I think it's a way of mass manipulation. Polls are a way that the news media says, let us tell you what you think.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, you know. So, yeah, it's corrupt. We know that, and we're going to be watching this kind of stuff. But what do you think of Trump's uncanny coincidental predictions of, well, it really wasn't uncanny, and then, you know, something abnormally out of sync with the possibilities when he talked about the kinds of problems that Belgium had. And then, lo and behold, we see this explosion virtually right after the APEC meeting and the Republican meeting. I don't know. You know, I'm a little bit skeptical of it. Some people say it may be a little bit like Operation Gladio, where, you know, fear tactics are used to create martial law antics. We've seen this before with the Patriot Act, friends. You know, I don't know. It's, I'm not, again, sliding Trump on this issue, but he was right all along about something that was there. It's just that, you know, even The View, the television show The View with Barbara Walters and Hugh in 2020. No, I mean, you know, even people like that, you know.
Barbara Wawa.
What Donald was correct. He was, you know, you have to hand it that to him at least. You may not like him, but he was right.
Yeah, he was right. And
well,
even,
that doesn't take a rocket scientist to predict that kind of stuff. I mean, they've been doing this stuff for a while now. If you're paying attention, it's pretty darn obvious.
Yes, it is. They've been playing these games for quite some time, you know. The coincidental incidents that seem to follow these political movements seem to be a bit orchestrated. Again, I'm not making claims. I think, again, it was coincidental at least, because it was obvious that something was going to go off and go wrong there in Belgium eventually, in Brussels. We watched as reporters who were out there covering the Paris attacks decided to just visit Belgium for a change, and all they did was just go right across the border. Nobody checked them. And there were a lot of people running around who were Muslims, and they were saying, gee, this is an open border right inside to France. And no wonder there are so many people who could move back and forth in and out of the system. That report was issued, you know, and put up on video and on YouTube a long time ago, at least 3 or 4 weeks ago, long before this. So it wasn't absolutely uncanny that a prediction like this would happen. And I guess it has helped Donald Trump to some extent as far as his credibility in terms of watching who is coming into the country. We heard a report yesterday, 6,000 undocumented, if you like, or illegal people from Islamic countries have come here. I know that number's far short of what it really is. We don't know who's coming across the border, friends. We really don't. And the sleeper cells could, in fact, be in the United States right now.
Yeah, the whole thing's retarded, Steve. They're all so concerned about security. They're having TSA molest us at the airports and all this privacy intrusion and all that. And, oh, we've got to leave the borders wide open. Anybody that wants to walk across there, well, we're just going to let them. You know, if you're actually concerned about security and this whole phony terrorism crap, why in the hell are the borders still wide open? That has always not made sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, there's such a duodenum of conflicting ideas and terms here. You know, we got to have everybody going through TSA where they're patted down and investigated in many obscene ways sometimes. And yet the borders are wide open. We have all these undocumented people here. And that's increasing, has not decreased. And of course, this has been one of Obama's big albatrosses around his administration. Everybody knows there's something wrong. And he's saying, well, we haven't come up with a policy, so I'm just going to do what I want because we won't, you know, agree under gunpoint to his conditions. So, I mean, it's like, you know, this is working against him, of course, and I think that we're right. We're going to have to shut down the borders and start controlling people that are coming in. That's all there is to it, and we're going to have to do it immediately.
Yep.
So that's
got
a big
that
question.
Right.
Big portion of it, you know. And then, you know, the topic also comes up about Islam itself. And you know, I was kind of reluctant to get into this subject, but, You know, friends, I am not a fan of Islam. I don't like, well, let's put it this way. I don't hate Islamic people. I've met so many of them that are very nice. But I don't like the religion at all. I don't like it. Realistically, we have seen this kind of immigration happen before in history for well over almost 1,000 years from the time that, Islam began until about, until the 15, 1600s in Europe. And, you know, what happens is, generally they run a demographic game on you, and this thing slowly moves in and like a serpent and entwines itself around its, your society and your culture, and it begins to suffocate people. And that's because a lot of these sheiks and sultans, if you like to call them that, have 10 wives and they have 10 kids with each. And they create a huge demographic number of people. Before too long, the people who are in the countries, and look at Turkey, if you don't believe that, look at the Middle East, look at what happened in Europe, all across Europe, friends. What happens eventually is the people who are living there, who used to have the country, are put under a tax. They're called dhimmis. And dhimmis become people who have to pay a very large tax to stay in the country. Now, regular Islamic workers and people like that will pay 10%, a tithe, so to speak, and dhimmis have to pay 50%. And slowly but surely they begin to leave. And a lot of the white women in these, or not necessarily white, because sometimes they're African, sometimes they're different races, of course. But these women become concubines to this kind of a baby-making demographic warfare. And before too long, these people are there and they're running everything. If you look at demographics right now, you'll see that almost everywhere in the industrialized world, including China, believe it or not, we are in a population implosion. People are getting older. The younger generation is not coming up as fast. We're losing numbers, except in the Islamic countries, which the population is exploding in. Okay, so there's a huge demographic move happening here all over the world. And this is pretty evident from people who studied population on the world scale. They're seeing a huge population increase among Islamic people around the world, and then an implosion in a lot of places, even in China with their one-child policy. You know, Elon Musk, who's kind of a new-age world guy, you know, some people don't like him. I do, kind of. He's an innovator. I like Elon Musk, but I don't agree with all his points of view. But he did a piece not too long ago, a video that I was watching on YouTube, where he talked about the population implosion, even in China, that the population in China is getting older and older, and the younger ones are not coming up, and before too long, we're not going to have people to run things at the younger ages. It's going to get worse and worse, and there's no way to turn it around at this point, friends. I mean, this is a trend that's going to continue for probably the next 10 or 15, 20 years. And this is happening all across Europe. You've seen it. We saw it in Russia, obviously. It's definitely happening in the United States. You think, well, our population is growing. Yes, it is, but it's mostly because of immigration. Immigration is the only thing that's keeping us afloat, because we've aborted 59, 60 million babies. I mean, we have lost a good chunk. I mean, imagine, we have 330 million people, 60 million babies. That's roughly about, what, one-fifth, one-sixth of the entire population. So this is happening all over the world in the industrialized countries, and people aren't reproducing as fast. And the only group that is really reproducing fast are Muslims. And it's a demographic war here. What do you think of that, Dave? I mean, should I try to find some references for that, or do you think people will believe it, just what I'm saying, or do I need to read some stories to prove that, or what do you think?
Oh, I don't think you need to prove it.
You think there's enough that, I mean, most people kind of understand it and have seen. Have you've seen some of this stuff yourself? Have you looked at some of these demographic studies on world population? I think most of our listeners are pretty clear on that, or at least have an idea. If not, just do some world population demographic studies and look at this, and you'd be quite shocked when you see what I'm talking about. I could probably post some up there, and I should maybe do some digging before I, you know, shoot off my mouth on an idea without some background, because I like to have that. I appreciate that also from our callers when you do call in. If you have a link or some information, it's very valuable, because we want to check things. You don't have to take anything I say with a perfect gullible acceptance of everything that I say. I would prefer that you actually look into some of these things for yourself. And with respect, do correct me, please, if you find something wrong. But I think you'll find for yourself that the population demographics of Muslims around the world is exploding while almost every place else in the industrialized world is imploding right now. And that is going to affect things. There's no way you're going to be able to change this trend within the next 25 to 30 years.
Well, there's something I'm curious about. How about how much GMO is out there? Because it's been shown that the GMO can actually sterilize people. So, you know, are we having more GMO problems here in the Western world than they are in the Muslim countries? Do they ban GMO there? Is that part of it as well? You know, it's a possibility. It's probably not all there is to it, because I think you've really kind of laid it out pretty good. They kind of like to reproduce over there in mass, you know, harems and all that stuff, multiple wives and all that stuff. I mean, I had one, and one was too many for me. I don't know about the sanity of these people that want 10 wives.
Yeah.
Not me. No, thank you.
Yeah, no wonder they're going crazy and wanting some more land. You know, they want to get someplace away from all the other 9 wives or something like that. Yeah, it's a real bad situation. And of course, what was it? Bin Laden is supposed to have had 17 children or something like that. I mean, they are massively reproducing very quickly. And they come in and they're very nice for a little while, but then the numbers keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And before too long, you're paying the 50% tax. You're a demi. Okay. You're now a servant or a slave of the system. And, that's what happens. And before too long, people leave in these countries. That's why a good portion, well, Turkey used to be the base of where all the 7 churches of Revelation were in the first century. There's only 2% of the population in Turkey left that's Christian. And that's just probably the people who run the tourist trade for other Christians from around the world to come. I mean, the numbers have changed drastically, and Europe is now swamped again. This happened a long time before, friends. There's nothing new about any of this. We've seen it before. This is a deja vu.
Or a vujade.
A vujade. Yeah, I can't quite remember how we ever got here, you know, but that's what's happening, friends. Hey, be back with the final segment of Lightspeed. May hang over today and do the Bob Tuscan Show. Stay with us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Final segment here for Lightspeed, and we're going to go on into the Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to hang over, since we're having such a great time right now. Whoopee! Now we're going to hang over into the Bob Tuscan Show and cover for Bob, who is making progress. It sounds very good, like he's getting resettled, and we're glad to hear that, of course. So we do appreciate we do appreciate Bob, but on the other hand, we also appreciate the fact when Bob can get his show back and up and running really good here on the show, showtime that he's on, and we're here to cover for him, help him out, and be a part of this whole effort, because this is a team effort, friends. We've got to keep the light on, keep talking, keep communicating, looking at what's really happening here. I think Dave is temporarily detained on some of his labors with job and activities that he has. You know, I mean, this, he has a real life, friends. Come on. You know, you gotta give him credit for that. Yeah, he's busy for a few minutes. He's on assignment, as we would say, but he'll be joining us again for the Bob Tuscan Show. And we will be taking some calls too, during Bob's show, as we normally do, because remember, it's Bob's show. So you gotta have calls and sometimes controversy. And the phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. We'll pick that up again on the other side. You know, it's been good talking to you folks again, and I do implore, you to study the facts and look at these things. If we tell you something on air and you want to look into it, do some research and contact us, either affirm or add to. Sometimes a lot of our callers will come up with information that's even better than what we presented. And I've had that happen before, and some real leads, some real interesting information. Also in our chat room, lightbeedradio.chatango.com. Good people in there. I'm going to be going in and checking those things. And by the way, I have been trying to read a lot of that material. Sometimes I don't get to it on the air. I apologize for that. But I do appreciate all you folks in the chat room and the links and the information, additional, you know, that you provide is really, it's helpful. And it's nice to know folks are out there thinking and working with us on this. This is a team effort, as I've said before. So, lightspeedradio.chatango is where the chat room is. You can always, drop in there or leave us links. I'll try to put some things in there as well. And, you know, as we progress on into this, situation, looking at what it is, the discussion about all of the immigrants, the Muslim immigrants, just rolling over Europe right now. I mean, it's all over the place. Germany, Poland in particular, Sweden. We know what's happening in Paris and Belgium now. And there's been, you know, kind of an uprising against all of this immigration influx. And this has a lot to do with creating this chaos that's out there. As we had read the letter from Vladimir Putin, who was talking very, very seriously about the problems of international chaos that are being created by our government, by the Obama administration, by these endless wars, and by the lax immigration policies. You know, these are the kinds of things we're going to have to deal with, whether we like it or not. This is going to have to be a big portion of the election debate. Is Donald Trump going to do what he says he's going to do? And as you've heard, some of our listeners have said that they're all in favor of it. I think it's way overdue, to be honest with you, way overdue. I used to contact a group called Numbers USA with Roy Beck. He was very effective at getting congressional support for things he was doing. So there's a lot of ways to combat this stuff. Anyhow, we'll pick it up on the other side here. Stay tuned. This has been Lightspeed, Bob Tuscan Show. Coming up next, we'll take some calls and have Etheric Dave joining us. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay safe, stay free. We'll be right back.
everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is March 24th, Thursday. It is 2016. I'm obviously not Bob. Got Steve Starrs riding along. We're going to have open phones today, 800-313-9443. The troll-free line to join us on the air. Steve, take it away for a minute.
All right, I sure will, and glad to be filling in for our good friend Bob Tuscan, who's getting rearranged and just about set to go, tooling up, and the Bob Tuscan 2.0 is about to start, but until he does, we're here and glad to cover, and we have some callers calling in, of course. 800-313-9443 is the number if you want to voice up and pipe in and or pipe out and whatever you do, you know, we with the pipes and all that kind of stuff. Just kidding. But anyhow, a good friend of ours, Steve in California, is waiting and holding. Steve, are you still there?
No, I just wanted to add that at the very end of your show there, your last little plug there was right on the mark, telling your listeners, telling people to do their own homework. Don't just because somebody's on the radio or somebody has a newspaper column doesn't mean it's correct and it's accurate. Do your own homework. Make your own assumptions, and an emotional argument is a very weak argument. Make sure your arguments are always fact-based.